I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 9th. Two local communities moved into the high-risk category for the transmission of the new coronavirus, with five others remaining in the state-designated red zone. The latest statistics issued by the State Department of Public Health show Hull and Whitman moved into the red zone in the weekly report issued by the state. They join Abington, Carver, and Halifax, which are spending their second week in the red group. Hanson and Plymouth have held that designation for 4 weeks. The number of communities across the state in the red is 77, up from 55 a week ago. Pembroke, which had been in the red for the past 2 weeks, dropped down to yellow. All other area communities were in the yellow group, including Quincy, which has had 8,279 total COVID-19 cases as of Wednesday, with 150 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council to borrow $475 million to fund the city's pensions. Officials will debate that issue at their meeting on Monday night. The mayor says borrowing the money now at low interest rates will end up saving the city money in the long run. He says the city typically pays at least $32 million per year for unfunded pensions and says that number will continue to increase. Also Monday, the mayor will request $1.4 million be spent from the city's sewer and drain rehabilitation fund to restore Butler's Pond. The project would include dredging any contaminants from the pond and disposing of them properly. The Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Dave Murphy says neighbors are supportive of the project. Also on Monday, Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Enronico will introduce a resolution calling on federal regulators to shut down the new natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth, citing the third unplanned release of natural gas from that facility earlier this week. Monday's meeting will be held remotely at 6:30 and will be carried live here on Quincy Access Television, Channel 9. Quincy School Committee Woman Catherine Hubley has been selected to serve as vice chair of the committee for the rest of the year. Hubley was chosen to serve as vice chair after former member and vice chair Anthony Andronico was named Ward 2 city councilor. School committee members said they wanted to appoint a new vice chairman in the event Mayor Thomas Koch could not attend a meeting. Koch is the chairman of the school committee. Koch nominated Hubley to serve as vice chair, and she was appointed unanimously. Hubley was first elected to the school committee in 2011 and was reelected to her third four-year term in 2019. She previously served as vice chairman in 2014 and 2015. To drive a car in Massachusetts these days, you have to deal with a ton of regulations. One of them is the annual inspection, but you can't do it right now. On March 31st, a malware attack targeted the computer system that processes inspections. The vendor sent out a patch to service stations, but the system is still down. The result is a lot of drivers looking at expired stickers, and the days-long holdup has taken money out of the pockets of the technicians at inspection stations. Police will not ticket you for driving with an expired inspection sticker right now, and there will be a grace period after things are working again. The USS Constitution Museum reopened to the public yesterday, which happened to mark the 45th anniversary of the museum's initial opening. A celebratory cannon was fired off to mark the occasion. A difficult 2020, highlighted by the pandemic safety precautions, kept guests off Old Ironsides and out of the museum, preventing people from learning about the rich history of the Constitution. Museum President and CEO Ann Grimes Rand says it was strange not having kids in the museum for the past year. She said she looks forward to providing a safe experience for guests in accordance with city and state guidelines. The museum is open Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum will open for the season this weekend. The museum will be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for self-guided walking tours of the Lyons Turning Mill on Quarry Hills Drive and a new museum display on the Granite Railway. Visitors will be required to wear masks and observe social distancing. Rallies to speak out against anti-Asian racism and violence will be held in Quincy Center Saturday. Quincy Asian Resources, Quincy for Transformative Change, and several other groups are sponsoring the events from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common. A food drive will be held at Central Middle School in Quincy on Saturday from 9 to noon, the drive being sponsored by the Norfolk County Central Labor Council and the United Way of Massachusetts Bay. Democrats in Congress are trying to pass the first major gun control legislation in more than two decades with the support of President Biden, who said yesterday that it's long past time to do so. But they're confronting a potentially insurmountable question over what rules should govern private sales and transfers, including those between friends and extended family, as they seek Republican votes. A man opened fire at a Texas cabinet-making company where he worked, killing one person and wounding five others before shooting and wounding a state trooper prior to his arrest. 27-year-old Larry Winston Bolin was booked into the Brazos County Detention Center in Bryan yesterday. Jail records show Bolin was charged with murder and being held on $1 million bond. Vote counting in the union push at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama is underway, but a winner may not be determined until later today. By last night, the count was tilting heavily against the union, with 1,100 workers rejecting it and 463 voting in favor. The count will resume this morning. The U.S. government picked up nearly 19,000 children traveling alone across the Mexican border in March, the largest monthly number ever recorded, and a major test for President Biden as he reverses many of his predecessors' hardline immigration tactics. A complex mix of factors in the U.S. and Central America drove the increase. It's coincided with the Biden administration's decision to exempt unaccompanied children from pandemic-related powers to immediately expel most people from the country without giving them an opportunity to seek asylum. Children are instead released to sponsors in the U.S., usually parents or close relatives, while being allowed to pursue their cases in heavily backlogged immigration court. Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week to 744,000, signaling many employers are still cutting jobs, even as more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. Consumers gain confidence, and the government distributes aid throughout the economy. Labor Department said applications increased by 16,000 from 728,000 a week earlier. Jobless claims have declined sharply since the virus slammed into the economy in March of last year, but they remain stubbornly high by historical standards. Before the pandemic erupted, weekly applications typically remain below 220,000 per week. Jack of business news. Stocks rebounded. The Dow was up 57 points. The NASDAQ rose 140. The S&P added 17. Shares fell in most Asian markets. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $59 a barrel. Sports. The Bruins beat the Capitals 4-2. They'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Red Sox beat the Orioles 7-3. Play again tomorrow night at 7:05. And the Celtics are in the Garden tonight against the Timberwolves at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, mostly sunny with the high in the low to mid 60s. Clear tonight, low 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high tomorrow near 70 degrees. Maybe some afternoon rain on Sunday. The high in the low 50s. Looks like a cool, damp Monday with rain and drizzle at a high 51. For the boater, waves 2 feet, a light westerly wind becoming southeast later today, and a high tide right after 10:30 this morning. Sunrise at 6:12, set at 7:18. So again, sunny today with highs in the low 60s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 9th.